Temperatures are soaring across the country this week, sparking warnings about heat waves and increasing the risk of blackouts, potentially exposing millions of people to heat exhaustion or deadly heat stroke. The maximum temperature on Monday exceeded 44 degrees Celsius in Bairampada in Odisha and remained about 5 degrees Celsius above normal in Haryana, Uttar Pradesh, West Bengal, Bihar and Odisha. India's bracing for what might be a hotter summer than usual. This year, there is an increased focus on the weather after the subcontinent suffered a pushing heat wave in 2022 that caused widespread human suffering and affected global wheat supplies. There is also concern about power failures as people turn up their air conditioners and push the grid to the limit. One of the founding members of the Trinamool Congress, Mukul Roy, has expressed a desire to join the Bharatiya Janata Party and meet Union Home Minister Amit Shah. "I am a BJP legislator and I want to be with the BJP. The party has made arrangements for my stay here. I want to meet Amit Shah and speak to party president JP Nadda," he told a Bengali news channel late on Tuesday evening. The TMC MLA said that he was still a BJP legislator. Mukul Roy joined the BJP in 2017 after his reportedly strained relationships with the TMC's top leadership. However, he returned to the TMC fold in 2019 after the West Bengal Assembly elections. Advising his son to join the BJP, Roy said he too should join the BJP as it would suit him best. Meanwhile, Roy's son Shubrangus has claimed that his father is extremely unwell and suffers from dementia and Parkinson's disease. Meanwhile, leader of opposition in West Bengal, Subhendu Adhikari, said that the Bengal BJP was not interested in including Roy into the saffron camp. The three shooters who killed gangster politician Atiq Ahmed and his brother Ashraf in police custody were produced before a chief judicial magistrate court in Prayagraj on Wednesday. Security has been tightened outside the CJM court. The three assailants, Mohit alias Sunny, 23 of Hamirpur, Lovelesh Tiwari, 22 of Banda and Arun Maurya, 18 of Kasakganj, are presently in Pratapgarh jail. The police will seek remand of the three assailants, said DIG STF Anand Dev Tiwari. The murder of Atiq Ashraf was committed in front of the media. The three shooters are under arrest. We will take them on police remand and all the questions regarding the killing will be answered, he told reporters. Nepal President Ramchandra Podel will be airlifted to India on Wednesday for treatment after he was admitted to a hospital here for the second time within a month after he complained of shortness of breath, his press aide said. Podel, 78, was admitted to TU Teaching Hospital here on Tuesday. President Podel will undergo treatment at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIMS, New Delhi, the aide was quoted as saying by the Kathmandu Post newspaper. Kiran Pokhrel, the press advisor to the president, told the Post that the president will be medevacated to India in an air ambulance at 9:30 a.m. India is on its way to becoming the world's most populous country, overtaking China with almost 3 million more people in the middle of this year, data released on Wednesday by the United Nations showed. The demographic data from the United Nations Population Fund's State of World Population Record 2023 estimates India's population at 1428.6 million or 14286 billion against 14257 billion for China.